Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I want to welcome you again for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now or whenever you think you might be able to retire, but right now when you can control it, when it can make a difference in your life today. You want that money right now so you can be able to live that life you love with those you love doing what you love. But guys, it's so much more than just having this life of freedom and luxury, right? It's about other people, how you can show up to serve and bless more lives. Because as you financially prosper, you have the ability to prosper others as well. You have the ability to be able to make a difference in other people's lives and create a ripple effect through their lives. And again, I appreciate you so much for being a part of this because of you, because of those of you that have been spreading the word, you've been listening to these podcasts and applying and learning and everything you've been doing, it's allowed me to create a ripple effect through you. And guys, that is exactly why I'm not just sitting on my laurels, enjoying, you know, the cash flow streams coming in, that I can actually be with you. And so I appreciate you guys being a part of this movement and really being good, solid, real, genuine people. So thank you so much. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We got great stuff on there, including the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, where if you're looking for ways to create more resource and money now, check it out. You want to get that. So check it out there. So today I want to talk about topics that kind of come up with my clients. It comes up with people I see in general, just people asking questions, and even parts of different masterminds and panels and interviews that I've been a part of. The thing that people are constantly asking right now, and people are even making comments about, is where is that best investment right now? You know, because people are saying, Chris, you think we should be throwing a lot more money in the stock market, right? You know, and now I've already talked about before dollar cost averaging and how that's false, right? That does not work unless you buy at the bottom, not on the way down. That's where you actually lose money. You don't actually gain. You save it up and buy at the bottom. You buy low, sell high, not buy every time, no matter if it's high or low. That's horrible advice. That's the advice you've been given. But I want to talk more about like what that real investment is. You know, what strategy or deal is it going to be, right? Well, I'm going to just lay it out flat out to you guys. The magic investment right now in this kind of world and economy isn't an investment. It has nothing to do with that. It's actually doing more with what you can see, right? Opportunities that you can actually see. And it's not what everybody's talking about. In fact, if you want to know what the magic investment is, pretty much do the opposite of what everybody's telling you to do. And I mean, everybody is in the mainstream world. I mean, there are some fringe people like myself that do the opposite, right? I'm going to tell you that doing the opposite will probably be your best move right now. Because wherever mainstream goes, that's usually where money doesn't go. That's where dumb money goes, right? And I want you to take you back, because if you really want to understand this, especially as we're entering this new recession, right? You got to understand what we've learned from the past recessions. Now, I've only been through two. This would be my third one now, right? I started as a financial advisor during the Y2K recession, right? That's when I came in. And it's interesting because when people say, what's similar about this recession? What's different? Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, I bet you're going to see this real estate blow up again. And so that's going to be risky. But hey, the stock market looks great. And all this kind of stuff, right? And people are speculating, like, maybe it's gold, maybe it's this, maybe it's oil, whatever, right? Hey, listen, there's opportunities everywhere. There's no doubt there's an abundance of it. But I will tell you that if you want to know where not to put your money first and foremost, you want to avoid wherever there's bubbles, right? See, now understand, this recession is totally different because it had a catalyst. It wasn't the typical recession where usually it's not an overnight thing. See, that's the thing about recessions and even the Great Depression. It doesn't happen overnight. It's almost like people realize as they're on their way down, farther on the way down, right? Especially when you're dealing with stock market rides or whatever it might be. That's when people realize saying, wait a minute, I'm losing money. Like this is not good. This is not coming back, right? That kind of stuff, when that happens, it catches people off guard because it's usually gradual. But when this virus hit, everything went like instant, right? Like everything went at massive speeds. I mean, you think about the speed of everything going on. I mean, even like US government trying to, you know, create trillions of dollars, right, to help bail people out. And then they find out with the whole payment, the paycheck protection program, right? When they're trying to do that with all the businesses, they said, all right, let's do it through the SBA lenders. They'll be faster. Oh, it was faster, all right. What normally took 14 years, took 14 days. They ran out of money in 14 days, 2 weeks it took to spend $349 billion. And guess what? There's still a huge need for money still. There's still companies waiting that said, hey, we didn't get any money. And the SBA lenders said, sorry, we ran out. It's all gone. By the way, just so you know, banks in general are not lending anymore. Now, maybe they're lending to that kind of program, right? But I'm telling you, like even like consumer lending, like Wells Fargo, for example, I have a client that works for them. I even verified it with Wells Fargo just the other day, is that they have stopped giving you extra lines of credit. They are not beefing up any of your lines of credit. In fact, they'll probably start cutting them back. Just like I said, they're going to start doing with the home equity lines of credit. That's already happening. They've already done this with consumer spending. Home equity lines of credit are next. They're already cutting back on this stuff or telling you no more money. So guys, you got to understand that, you know, this has been moving fast, very fast. There has been no transition. It's just, bam, we're in it, right? So when that happens, you got to understand that this is not exactly a carbon copy of the last one. In fact, no recession is. So if you want to see what not to invest in, look for this. Look for where there's been a bubble, right? Look for where money went that it shouldn't have gone in the first place. Look for where things went out of whack. So for example, Y2K, you know, I remember that very well because that's when I was a financial advisor and we were dealing with it. We're telling people to still put money in the stock market even as it was tanking, right? We're talking about dollar cost averaging left and right. And anyways, but in Y2K, obviously the tech industry was getting money from investors like crazy. They were just, if you were just a tech company, they would throw money at you. Whether you were responsible with that money or not, whether you deserved the money or not, they threw it at you. And then look what happened. The tech sector tanked. NASDAQ, oh my goodness, that thing got hammered because they were mostly tech stocks, right? I mean, they lost over 80% in that market. My dad was one of those casualties because he remembers seeing about 99, 2000. He remembers seeing everybody making so much money in their 401ks. So he said, I'm going to move into tech as well. And then he did. And then bam. He actually postponed his retirement 15 years as a result. So, you know, that's what I mean, guys. Like when their money's going somewhere and there's a lot of greed behind it, but people are hoping for not cash flow, but they're hoping for massive growth, right? Like big dollar signs. When greed bites people, that's when it bites you back. So tech sector was the big one. The last recession, the Great Recession of 2007, 2008, 2009, right? That recession was different because it wasn't the tech sector this time. That had already corrected itself. It didn't repeat itself, did it? It's not a carbon copy. This time, it was money being lent to people that had no business lending because all you had to do was have a heartbeat and all you had to do was state whatever income you wanted to state on the application. They wouldn't even have to verify it. You would just say, hey, I make this much. And they say, great, we'll give you that money. And so all this lending was happening, especially in the real estate sector, right? So they were lending money to people left and right, people that really had no business doing it, people that were only banking on appreciation, only banking on growth, not cash flow, growth. They wanted that big appreciation, that big check. Again, greed. That happened. We know what happened next. We saw the real estate sector get hammered. Now, of course, the funny thing is that's where the opportunity was right afterwards, right? You know, so there you go. Now we lead into this recession. What has been the bubble? Now, remember, this whole virus thing sparked something a little bit early, right? I mean, I was telling my clients just the month prior, I was telling them, hey guys, you know, recession should have hit by now. It didn't. But, you know, there's not really an excuse. Like, it's almost like investors are looking for an excuse for a recession right now. But there has to be something significant that happens to stop it. And I thought maybe it'd be the trade war in China, maybe the elections. If we get a Democrat voted in office, we will see a market tank, you know, I mean, whatever might happen. Well, guess what? We didn't have to wait till the end of the year. Like, I thought it might wait till we have a virus, something that's completely crazy that sparked it. So you'd say, well, wait, where was the bubble? Well, guys, there was still a bubble there. One bubble was the stock market. Stock market has really, you can't look back in history very easily to find the stock market going up about 10 years in a row. That's pretty unheard of. When you have 2009 to 2019, where the market's gone up, guys, that's really 11 years, right? There's 2015 that was like basically flat, but everything else was up for 11 straight years. Guys, when you see that, that is ridiculous. That is unheard of in the stock market, where normally it's maybe four or five years up or two or three years down. That's pretty typical. It's like the Wall Street waltz, right? Two years up, 1 year down is kind of the ratio. Well, guess what? It went beyond that. It went ridiculously beyond that. Remember, every recession, it went up pretty much 2-to-1 ratio. The 90s went up 6 years, then went down 3 years. Then the 2000s, before the crash there and the recession, it went up for 4 years and went down 2 years. And then what happened next? It goes up now 11 years. Now, I'm not saying the down market is going to be down for 5 years, right, in a row. I'm not saying that. I think it could happen much more quickly than that. But then again, who knows, right? Because depending on how people respond and react, the fact that production is down overall, the real source of the economy is production. Are people still producing things? It can't be just artificially bolstered, although that helps create a little Band-Aid on it. But it's like saying, hey, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on this bullet wound. I hope I don't bleed to death in the meantime. And then that's really what's happening, guys. And so this is where there's a bubble. The bubble is one, the stock market. Two, another bubble is the bond market. Now, this is usually where people go to for safety. Now, government bonds might be okay, right? Especially short term, it might be okay. Now, granted, the government's going crazy with printing money, so even that's a little bit uncertain, right? But in truth, you know, the corporate bond market is the one that's really risky right now. That's the one that even before this was happening, I was reading about bond managers saying, you know, I feel like we're just buying a lot of junk bonds. This is like 1987 all over again. And so they're all freaking out saying, ugh, like our portfolio, because they're making us buy more bonds. We bought horrible high-risk bonds. So there are high-yield bonds, which basically the other name for high-yield bonds is junk bonds, right? That's what happened in the crash of 1987. The stock market crash there is because junk bonds weren't good. They weren't worth anything. They were high risk. And all of a sudden you have to have this little recession and then bam, they're gone. You know, people can't pay the corporate debt, right? This is when companies are taking on a bunch of debt, you know, in the form of bonds. Remember, there's bonds. There's a lot of companies that are already using bonds. JCPenney's is on the verge of bankruptcy right now. It just tapped into $1.5 billion line of credit. And now they're trying to renegotiate because they've got literally hundreds of millions of dollars due in the next few years. They're trying to figure out how to pay off. I mean, they are going crazy and nuts right now. And they're pretty much about to go bankrupt. There are a lot of big companies, I think, that are like this, and a lot of small companies. Because at some point, the whole payment, you know, the paycheck protection program, right? With all of that, I mean, that's not going to be around forever. So at what point do we have to say, hey, we can't keep giving people money. We can't just throw money down the toilet. it's got to stop at some point. And when that does, people are going to be in trouble, especially if they're relying on this money to keep them going. It's one thing if you're leveraging debt, right? It's one thing if you're leveraging debt to make more money because you're doing great. Your cash flow is awesome. You're just leveraging debt to create more profit in addition to what the profit you already have. You're already healthy without the debt. You just use the debt to help do that, just as long as it's not excessive. But that's not what's been happening, guys. There's a lot of companies out there that have been getting excessive debt that were helping them bolster. But again, because there's a good economy, they just kind of make it paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of Americans do. Well, that's going to come to an end, especially when the credit markets tighten up. And I assure you, they're already having to get it tightened up. I mean, even though the government and the feds said, hey, we'll back you up, we'll make sure that you guys don't go out of business this time, like last time, there's no guarantee there. That's their promises are making based on arbitrary dates and numbers that they really have no real authority or even control over, right? They're really just everybody's gambling right now. And that's why, like for me, stocks, you know, bonds, mutual funds, all that stuff to me is the bubble. That's where to stay away from. Now, where are their opportunities going to be? You've got to understand true principles of the economy, right? Is that exchange creates wealth. Also, dollars follow value. You, whether you work a business or you work a job, your number one job right now, your number one focus should be, what are the problems out there right now, whether it be in my stewardship of my business or my current job, what are ways I can solve problems or serve the people that are paying me, whether it be a company or consumers or whatever it might be, how can I solve problems for them? Look for that opportunity. What are people starting to ask for? What are they complaining about that they need a solution for? That right there, guys, this right here is the key to making massive amounts of wealth with anything. This is the key to ensuring that you always have money coming in. Because as long as you help people get what they want, you will never want. Even if there's a virus and even if there's things like that, you give people what they want, they will find a way to get that from you and they will want to exchange with you to get that. And the easiest way to exchange is money, right? That is the magic investment in any economy for that matter. That's how you can have financial peace in any economy. Now, there are investments that I think that can be good. For example, there are some right now, great opportunities now, and there's going to be great opportunities in the future. One, like right now, like I'm still buying real estate. Like single family homes are great right now. Now, not that they're on sale necessarily. It's not like they're a whole lot cheaper, but they're still paying because again, predictable cash flow is essential in a time like this. You need predictable cash flow and you need cash access, cash reserves. I've already talked about this before. If you haven't taken action on what I've already said in these previous episodes, you might already be too late, okay? You might already lost your opportunity to get available cash from like a home equity line of credit, for example. Even though you might think it's risky, the truth is if you can't get your hands on something like that and you need money, now you're the risky one. By the way, I love when people say that they're conservative. They'll say, oh, no, I don't want to get cash out. Okay, so if something bad goes wrong and you don't have enough cash, you're going under, right? You know, especially if you go beyond so many months of no income. Well, I have my job. Oh, yeah. Well, you might have a high risk there. Oh, but I don't need debt. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have any cash either. So you're going to go broke. Oh, but you know what? Like I put my money in the 401k. Oh, that's a great place. Well, now you're going to lose money there too. And you say you're conservative? No, you're a gambler. And so again, where mainstream goes, you do not want to follow. Mainstream goes broke. Mainstream gambles our money away. Mainstream does not create wealth. You go the opposite direction. You run the opposite direction where people are fleeing from. And that's typically where the action is going to be. So people right now, dumb money, as they call it, right? Dumb money, wherever it tends to go, that's right before a crash usually. Dumb money is going into the stock market. Don't be one of those people with dumb money going in the stock market. It's dumb. There's no other word for it. That is just not wise counsel. Right now, having cash reserves is key. Patience is key. Now, here's the other thing too. To find the right deals, you need really two things. One, you need the ability to see opportunity, to know where people are running from. The reason I love going into real estate is because people think that real estate's going to tank again. They're thinking it's just like the last recession. But remember, recessions don't repeat themselves. There are always different bubbles, different circumstances. you know, I'm not saying that people are doing real estate, especially if you're gambling with it. I'm not saying there's not going to be loss in real estate. I'm not saying there's not going to be tenants that won't pay, because there will be. I think in the next coming months, you'll see a few more tenants not pay. But overall, they're trying to do everything they can to keep people's jobs and keep money coming in so they can keep paying their rent or negotiate with them somehow so they can stay in these homes, right? Some states are worse about that than others. By the way, like when I'm buying properties right now, I'm actually looking for renters that are moving in fresh, not renters that are already currently in the property, but renters that would need to move in. Because the ones that are already currently in, if they're in trouble, they're going to have to negotiate, and it's not like I'm going to evict them, right? But if they're brand new moving in, it means they probably have work. It's because they need to move. Especially right now, not many people want to move. So that's the nice thing, is that there's not many people trying to sell a lot of properties, which makes it easier to also rent properties. So right now, I'm actually okay buying single family homes and things of that nature. I'm not buying apartment buildings. You know, I'm not getting into those kind of deals right now. And most of my friends, including the ones we've had on the show, aren't either. Now, here's what they're doing. They're doing the second thing, right? One, you're looking for opportunity, looking for where people are running away from. And then the second thing you need to do is be patient. Patiently watch. Now, again, like I said, I'm still investing, right? But I'm not investing every single dollar I have. I'm still building up some cash on the side here for these opportunities coming. For example, what's happening right now is we're seeing with the oil industry, like one of the syndicators I work with in the oil industry, they're buying up oil wells for 50% off because there's so many oil companies going bankrupt right now. So they're buying them for dirt cheap. They're not focused on cash flow. They're purely saying, hey, we can buy these things at a great discount. This is going to be a huge growth play for us. We're going to buy a lot. So they're buying oil companies but oil wells right now from companies that are failing. Great opportunity. I guarantee there will be more opportunities in the real estate space, especially with apartments and multifamily type of deals here. Because here's what's happened. The last few years, I've watched so many people get into doing apartment deals and multifamily. They have no business doing it. People that don't know what they're doing, people that had no experience buying an apartment before, but just because everybody wanted to do it, they just say, hey, here I am. Here's a great apartment deal. Throw your money at me. And they're getting this investor money, but they really haven't done anything with it. They haven't had any experience beyond the last couple of years. There's going to be a lot of those people that don't know how to adjust to this kind of economy, and they're going to be selling those things for a discount. My guess is it's probably going to be this summer to late summer, at least, before you start seeing them trying to sell these properties. That is when you're going to see the guys like the ones I've had on my show and the people that my clients will go to. You'll start seeing them have these steal of a deal, amazing opportunities in the apartment space or the multifamily space. Heck, even the people that are doing self-storage. Self-storage is still a great thing to do right now. Even though my self-storage friends are saying, hey, we're holding off. We're being very scrutinous of looking for the right deal. The numbers got to be really, really good for us to justify doing this, just to be on the safe side. They want to make sure there's a great, great profit in it. Again, patience, right? You only take action on the right opportunities, but you got to be patient. And this is the third thing I'm going to add too, is you got to have the right connections to go with that right knowledge or knowing what to see and going along with, again, being patient and looking for those right opportunities. The third thing is having the right connections, the right people that do that. This is why I always love finding people that have been through at least one full market cycle, where they've been through other recessions and said, yeah, I remember having to adjust and pivot. I'm going to have to do it again. And they're forward thinking. They've actually already been through this. So they don't fear it as much. The people you don't want to be investing with right now, or hopefully you haven't already invested with, are the ones that haven't had this kind of experience before. And what are they doing? They're panicking. I mean, they might be in a place of naivety, right? Like they might be in a place where they're just feeling all is well. But the problem is that those opportunities could be missing. They could be in a place where they'll say, well, I think it's good, but deep down inside, they're freaking out, especially because they know deep down something's not right. Their numbers weren't quite well off, or they weren't the right operator for that deal. And what's happening is that eventually they're going to say, I need to sell this for a discount just so I can pay back my investors or pay back most of what I owe my investors. That is when you're going to see the people that know what they're doing, the right connections, they will be gobbling up the right deals. Now, I just talked about a client today talking about hotel space, because hotels, yes, they probably will be selling for a great discount. I even had a guest on the show that actually invests in hotels, right? There are going to be some great opportunities there too, because they are getting hammered hard. Again, person that has the right experience and knowledge to be able to know how to make this work. Not just somebody who just did this, started this up yesterday. It's got to be the right people. So if you have the ability to see, again, look for those true principles, right? Look for where you can create value, whether you're solving problems, looking for where people are running away from, you know, looking for the right connections and know that they're going to be in the right place at the right time, find the right deals. And by the way, you can even right now with the right connections, be able to find the right deals that would work for you to create predictable cash flow today. And I'm telling you, predictable cash flow and good savings is going to be the key right now. Not just savings, because if it doesn't turn into income, it's useless, right? It's just going to get eaten up. But I mean, that's better than nothing. Don't get me wrong, but that's not the end goal. The end goal is really is like, how do I get my money to start working harder for me so I don't have to keep working and hustling so hard for money, right? That's this whole point of the show. So anyways, guys, I want you to really focus on that the magic investment right now is really, it's not the just any kind of investment. It's really who you are. What do you see? Who are you connected to? And what do you understand or what do you know? Like what's going on in this marketplace? And it's going to require you to ignore the masses, ignore where the mainstream is going and start following where the rest of us are going, which is what creates not just the $1 million question, but a multi-million dollar question. This is the perfect time to start preparing yourself right now to get the knowledge and the connections now so you can prosper through these next several years. And I'll tell you, you won't regret it one bit. You know, that's the beautiful thing. You can either stay scared on the sidelines or start gambling your money by throwing it where everybody else is going, or you can go where it actually works. That's my challenge to you guys. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.